Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 3-6, the last of the Perek, and we wrap up the various special Torah readings in the Jewish calendar. We start with B'Chanukah. On the holiday of Chanukah, B'Nesiim, we read about the Nesiim. This is referring to the Parsha, Parshas Naso in Bamidbar, where we read about the special offerings that are brought to inaugurate the original Mishkan's altar, the Mizbeach, because remember in the time of Chanukah, they found that the altar had been defiled by the Hellenists, used for Avodah Zarah. They had to break it apart and build up new rocks. Those rocks, the original altar rocks, were saved in a special chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, but the new altar was dedicated on the 25th of Kislev, Chanukah, and therefore we read for those 8 days the special gifts that are brought by the Nesiim, as mentioned in Parshas Naso. B'Purim, on the holiday of Purim, we read Vayavo Amalek, that is the end of Parshas Beshalach in Chumash Shemos, the arrival of Amalek, because the connection between Haman being a descendant of Amalek and the Amalek and their overthrowing. Baroshei Chadashim, on Rosh Chodesh, we read Voroshei Chadshechem, that's Parshas Pinchas, talking about the, and it's in Chumash Bamidbar, talking about the Musafin there, so special Rosh Chodesh reading. B'Ma'amados, in Minyanim, where we have members of the Ma'amad, you recall the Kla Yisrael, the Yisraelim, were divided into 24 groups, parallel to 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, and each Ma'amad would serve with each Mishmar as representatives of Kla Yisrael to be present at the offering of the various communal offerings, Tamid and Musafin. We'd have representatives of Kla Yisrael, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, so you need some Yisraelim there. Those Yisraelim who were part of the Ma'amad, as it was called, meaning to stand by, who were not living in Yerushalayim or available to go to actually to the Beis HaMikdash itself, would go to their local shuls, wherever they were around the country, and they would have a special Chumash reading, a Torah reading, which is this we're referring to here in Maasa Bereishis, talking about the first chapter of Chumash Bereishis, of Sefer Bereishis, of Parshas Bereishis, and they would read each day that day's story and the next day. So on Yom Rishon, on Sunday, they'd read about what happened on the first and second day of the Bria, and on Monday, Yom Sheni, they read about Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi, etc. The reason for that is technical, you need to have 10 psukim in our Tereis Torah. This is discussed at length in Maseches Tainus. In any case, the point here is that that's their special reading from Maasa Bereishis. If you're part of a Ma'amad reading in Shul, fine. That actually also happened in Mincha every day as well for them, but they would say that Baal Peh. Okay, Batanios, on fast days. Now, when we say fast days here, we don't mean like, you know, Shivas or Batamos and stuff. We mean fast days, again, harking back to Maseches Tainus, where, let's say, there's some impending calamity, like, for example, there hasn't been rain on its proper time, and the community declares a public fast day. So on those public fast days, there's special Torah readings, and the readings they have there are the brachos uklalos, the blessings and curses, a reference to the section in Bechukosai, in Chumash Vayikra, which talks about the various blessings and curses that come from observing or failing to observe the mitzvahs. The point of the connection is that the central theme of Maseches Tainus is when we see impending calamity, bad things happen to Klal Yisrael, we must understand that's a response from heaven to us for our failure to fulfill our obligations, and therefore we brought upon ourselves, and if we do tshuva, we can remediate the situation, and that's really the message of the Bechukosai Klalos, Brachos and Klalos. On a regular fast day like Shivas Rosh Hashanah and so on, we would read the Parsha of Yichal Moshe. Okay, now Ein mafsikin beklalos, says the Mishnah here, when you read the Bechukos, like curses, you don't stop in the middle. El echad kore es kulan, one person should read the entire section. The reason why is because you don't want to like stop in the middle and make brachos in the middle of those klalos, etc. So one person reads the whole thing, and that's how it's done throughout the annual cycle. When you read from Bechukosai, don't stop in the middle. This is in contrast, by the way, to the other set of klalos, which are found in Chumash Devarim, where we in Kitava, where we do in fact break between the Leos and so on. The reason for the difference is that in Bechukosai, the Parshos, the Klalos, I should say, were stated by Hashem himself in Lashon Rabim, as against, like, in directing his comments to the entire Klal Yisrael collectively, and that's very severe, of course. In Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are saying things, so that's them saying it on their own, not with the weight of Hashem, even though Hashem ratified it and put it into the Chumash and Chumash Devarim, but it doesn't carry the same weight. Also, it's spoken in Lashon Yachid, like as individual people, as opposed to a collective. So that's different. Fine. And finally, B'sheni v'chamishi, meaning on regular Shacharis on Monday and Thursday, uv'Shabbos b'mincha, and same goes on Shabbos afternoon, Koran Kasidron, then we read just according to the cycle, the regular cycle. This is in Bavel, the regular cycle was how we do it today, meaning we read on Parsha essentially every week and go around every year finishing the whole Chumash, the whole reading of the five books. In Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Mishnah, it was a little bit of a different custom where they finished over a three-year cycle, but the point is whatever was the regularly scheduled week's reading, that will be done on the Monday and Thursday and Shabbos afternoon, just like we do it today, Monday and Thursday for the upcoming Shabbos and already on Shabbos afternoon for the next Shabbos. Vein olin lahem min ha-cheshbon, and that reading doesn't go towards the count, meaning what that means is just because you read, you know, like let's say on Thursday morning, you read the first aliyah of this week's, you know, Parsha, whatever it is, Parsha's Bereishis. So then on Shabbos, you start again from Rishon, from the beginning of Parsha's Bereishis. You don't start from the second aliyah because you haven't read the previous, you know, the first aliyah on Thursday. No, it doesn't go towards that. Each Shabbos, read the whole thing entirely. Shene'emar, now the Mishnah here says, Shene'emar, bring a proof text. This is going back to the previous Mishnah and the first half of this one where we said there are special readings apropos to each of the various, you know, holidays, etc. The base of that is because the pasuk says, this is a pasuk from Parshas Emor, V'yadaber, and the very place there, V'yadaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Moshe declared the various festivals of Hashem to the Jewish people, and the drasha from that is, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael everything. So the extra mention here tells them basically that mitzvasin shiyu korin kol echad ve'echad bizmano, there should be a special reading each appropriate to its time, based on where we are in the calendar, what we're celebrating. That, of course, is just an asmachta. It's not a real drasha. First of all, the readings are not d'oraisa, and second of all, the drasha itself was used for somewhere else to learn that your shulam v'dorshin binyane hachag shloshim yom, 30 days before the holiday, each holiday you're supposed to prepare by learning. That's the real drasha to learn from this pasuk. But we have a asmachta that when the rabbis had the various Torah readings, they built it on this, that we should read readings that are appropriate to the time of year and what should be on people's mind and their consciousness, and that's what the reading does to bolster it. And with that, we finish the third parak, Baruch Hashem, and upcoming the fourth and final parak of Maseches Megillah.